in 1 Corinthians in the 3rd chapter is something that is so important for us to understand. And if God help me and give me utterance and anointing to speak what the Spirit would say to the church. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Notice in the introduction to the letter, 1 Corinthians, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them which are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Hold your place in that 3rd chapter. In Ephesians, he addressed the letter. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus. Do you see any difference in these two introductions? One of them called saints, and the other saints. Amen. To the saints that are at Ephesus. Amen. And in 1 Corinthians, to them who are called saints, or called to be saints, to be is in italics, so means the translators at it, but called saints. In 1 Corinthians 5, 11th verse, mm-hmm. I've written you into not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or a covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one know not to eat. And he didn't say if any man that be a brother be a fornicator, covetous, a railer, extortioner. He didn't say that. He said if any man be called a brother. If he be called a brother. I'll assure you that you don't have a brother that's living in fornication. You do not have a brother that's living in fornication. You don't have that. But there's many that are called brothers or sisters that are living in fornication, or bound to pornography, and on and on and on and on we can go. But notice he makes a distinction between those that are a brother and those that are called a brother. And in addressing these two letters to the Ephesians, to the saints which are at Ephesus, there's no question that the church at Ephesus, he's talking to saints. Amen. But in 1 Corinthians, he's writing to those who are called saints. Some of them are, and some of them are only called saints. And all of them called to be saints. A few of them are saints, and some of them are maybe backslidden, once knew the Lord, once born of God. Some of them have never known the Lord, but they're in that church, very religious. And we're going to see a vast difference between the Corinthian church and the church at Ephesus. And also the church at Galatia. There's three churches that are prime examples of what I feel of God to speak to us about this morning. I, brethren, could not speak unto you. That's the church at Corinth. As unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ, I've fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to hear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal? And he gives the proof of carnality as being envying and strife and divisions as proof of carnality. And he says, I know that you're carnal. Because, number one, I can't speak to you as in the spiritual. I can only speak to you as carnal. And number two, There's envy and there's strife and divisions. The proof of your carnality. And then he gives not the proof of the carnality, but the definition of carnality. Are you not carnal? He said, and walk as men. He didn't say you walk as sinners. He said you walk as men. And the carnal says, well, what on earth else are we supposed to walk at? After all, we're only human. Not if you're born of God.
Amen. Amen.
Do you understand that? The song that people love to sing. I personally never did like it after I saw the gospel. I'm only human. I'm just a man. Lord, help me today. You know, and so on, just one day at a time. He gave me eternity when I was born of Him. He didn't give me one day at a time. He gave me eternal life in Christ Jesus. All I do is stay in Him, abide in Him. It's not a one day at a time affair. Listen to me. And I'm not only human. That's a cop out. What are we supposed to walk as? If He says the definition of carnality is to walk as men, if we're born of God, we are the children of God. If children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Praise God. John says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Because we, the King James says, shall. But the Greek simply says, because we see Him as He is. Brother, when you said this morning, you said, I see Him. That's what it is to see Him as He is. That's transforming. You've been saved, a child of God, born of God, a minister of the gospel. I've known you for 20 years, and there's always been that hunger there. But when you stand this morning and hug my neck, and you see, there's more to that Tuesday after service, that I can't see all that you're saying. But He said, I know the presence of God. And He said, I know it's true because of the presence of God that I felt.
Amen. Amen.
And then at the end of the service this morning, this brother comes and hugs my neck. He said, I see. I see. I see. I see. Praise God. Hell, that's what John is referring to. It's not apparent, you know, for the moment what we shall be, but we know when He shall appear. We shall be like Him because we see Him as He is. You're not going to be changed when He breaks through the clouds of heaven except for this body, this corruptible body being changed into incorruption, this mortal body changed into immortality, an immortal body, but spiritually you're not going to be changed one iota when He breaks through the clouds for His people. If you're unholy, you're going to remain unholy. Praise God. If you're unclean, you're going to remain unclean. You're not going to be changed when you see Him as He is in the clouds of heaven. But when you see Him right now as He is, praise God, you'll be changed from glory to glory into that same image when you see Him as He is. Preaching the Christ and seeing the Christ of eternity who is made flesh, who came to make an end of sins that wrought it through His death at Calvary. Praise God. Second chapter of Hebrews, Paul said, but we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels, literally from where it's quoted in Psalms, a little lower than the Elohim, just a little lower than God, for the suffering of death. Why was the eternal Word, why was the Christ made flesh in the womb of Mary? So He could die. He could not die as the Spirit of Christ that was in the prophets. He could not die as the Christ that was in the beginning with God was God. The same in the beginning with God. All things made by Him. He could not die. He could not redeem us. He could not take our sin away. But He was made flesh so He could die. Made a little lower than God for the suffering of death. Crowned with glory and honor. That He by the grace of God would taste of death for every man. Hallelujah. We needed to die, but if we died, we'd spend eternity in hell. So He came and died that we would die with Him, the Creator. That His creation would die with Him if they would know Him, trust in Him, believe upon Him. Praise the Lord. For the suffering of death. That's what it said. He said when He cometh into the world, in Hebrews the 10th chapter, when He cometh into the world, He said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me, O God. That is Christ from eternity that's saying, You've prepared me a body. I've come to do thy will. What is it? This body to be a sacrifice to take away the sin of the world. And Paul says, through the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. An eternal purpose of God, which He purposed in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Fulfilled unto us. Praise God who would believe.